We're joined today by author Kaylin McFerrin, who has written a number of books, including the Threads series of books. And she joins us to talk about the latest one called Twisted Threads. Kaylin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, so I see you have severed threads, buried threads, banished threads, now twisted threads. Is there a, no pun intended, a thread through these books, or do they each of them stand alone?
Oh, no, they actually stand alone, but they're all linked. That's why the threads name kind of goes through all of them. Threads actually pertains to relationships and people. So my background, I'm actually married to a Japanese gentleman, and we believe that lives are connected by threads. And so if you say somebody, you know, has twisted threads, it means they're a little off, a little bit crazy. So that's kind of what this book is about.
Well, before we get into this book, anything in those other books that are similar, or is it just all about the different kind of relationship? Now, these are sort of, I've seen erotic thrillers. How do you describe exactly kind of the books? I mean, that sometimes a book label gets placed on it, but when you're thinking of writing these books, what kind of a perception or a thought do you put in for what kind of book is this going to become?
Well, actually, when I started writing the Threads series, I started out with severed threads, and it was about relationship that had been destroyed. Between a father and daughter. And so I think about who my audience is, but also what leads the story is the characters themselves. So if I've got a character that is driven in a certain path, that influences what the story is about and also influences the title. So in doing Twisted Threads, why I call it an erotic psychological thriller is because the main character is actually a geisha in Japan, but she was forced to become an assassin. So she doesn't want this job she has, but in order to get through it and get on with her life, she has to perform one more murder on board a cruise ship. And so it's kind of about the twisted, you know, logic and everything that's involved with the whole process of the book.
Now, she may not have wanted to get into this path, this occupation, but she seems to be pretty good at it. I read a segment where she dispenses two guys at one particular point after she had already taken care of somebody and was cleaning up, so to speak.
Yeah. So what happened is, basically, she is a geisha that attempted to kill the top leader in a Yakuza Japanese gang, and her punishment was actually to become an assassin herself. So she's gone through extensive training and has been at this for a while, for a couple of years, when she's called upon for this final assignment.
It's funny, you kind of think about it, maybe sort of the training to become a geisha, in a sense, kind of applied sort of the same kind of temperament or perhaps discipline that's required, maybe, I guess?
Exactly. And so it's drawing in the confidence of the people around her and so forth, and being able to entertain them and get them into her trust. But she is also, she's trained in the sexual arts. And so as a result, she uses her feminine wiles to get what she needs. And so so that's what her character is all about, basically.
Now, this one takes place on a cruise ship. So this is kind of like a murder on a cruise ship? Or how do you describe that, I guess?
It is. Well, the person she's been assigned to go after is supposed to be responsible for killing the head Yakuza, his sister. And so as a result, she's been sent on this ship to find the person responsible and eliminate them. But she has a cleaner who is another professional assassin that's been assigned to go with her to make sure that her job is done. So it's really fun, because the fact that I set it on a cruise ship, there's no way to get off the ship except when it comes to a port. So there's no avenue for escape, which makes it really fun.
Well, does that kind of constrict you a little bit? You kind of know where they can go, but yet you're thinking, well, now I got to, you kind of work yourself into a corner and then work yourself out writing it, I guess, in a sense.
Oh, yeah. It becomes a challenge, because in writing this book, I took characters that are out of other stories in the series that had no final closure, and I brought them together to create a closure for the series, because this is the last book in the Threads series. So there is a character from the previous book in the Banished Threads who is a British woman who is a lot of people suspect that she might have killed her husband's lover. She's on board this ship, too, so we've got a couple killers on board this ship together. So there's people dying and horrible things happening on board, and we're not quite sure who's responsible. So it's kind of a whodunit fun murder mystery, but it's very twisted.
We're talking today with Caitlin McFerrin. Does your husband look at you sideways sometimes and wonder, where do you come up with these ideas?
Oh, yes, he does. But I tap into things. And so in writing this book, my husband is an eighth degree black belt, and he's also a sword master. And so it made it easy for me, and I've had experiences in Japan where I've actually met geishas and been in the Maiko quarters. And so as a result, it made it very easy for me to tap into my knowledge and experience. But he does think I'm a little off it at times.
Well, I mean, that's the fun about being an author, right? You can be one person in a sense, and sort of then your work can sort of take on a life of its own in a sense, too.
Exactly.
What do your readers like the most, or what comments have you gotten from them for this thread series so far? Obviously, you've been successful. You're putting another one together.
Oh, yes. I have a really strong following, and so I think they've all fell in love with the characters, and because they're all a little bit, you know, because they've all have flaws and problems and issues that they kind of work through the book to kind of solve, and so they fall in love with these people, which makes it really hard to close the series. Because, you know, people are asking me, well, aren't you going to do another one? You know, like, what's going to happen to so-and-so? And it's funny because they become very real to them when they're reading them. But I've chosen to go on, and I'm going to start doing a really different kind of book. I'm doing a little bit of a sci-fi, my next book, and I've already kind of started working on that. So, yeah, so I've got to turn this baby loose.
What got you into this writing mode in this career to begin with, anyway?
Well, I majored in writing and literature when I was in college, and also I used to do all my husband's PR work. He is Junkie Yoshida, that makes Yoshida sauces that go in all the grocery stores. They're in all the Costco's and Sam's and all over. And in the process of growing our business, I used to do all the writing for him and all the advertising and so forth. And so I'd been at it for quite a while, but not until my children were grown and gone, I felt like I was a little bit lost, and I needed to refine my, you know, define myself and find my identity. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back to doing writing, which I really love. And I have had so much experience in traveling and meeting such interesting people that I thought, why not tap into that to start writing books?
Did the advertising angle sort of help you with your editing, too? Because you got to make short, sweet, to-the-point kind of information to people and...
Yes. I'm kind of, when I'm a writer, I'm self-editing, so I'm very tight when I write. And so I'll polish something pretty well before I send it off to an editor. So I'm kind of very picky about that. But I write by the seat of my pants, so I don't sit down and plot everything like a lot of writers do. I know my characters, and I put them into situations, and I kind of let them help direct the story.
How do you know how much to add, how much of, you know, romance to put in, how much sort of, you know, blood and guts, so to speak? Where do you kind of come with a balance for that?
It's really tough. This one was probably my most, I guess, erotic book I've written, just simply because the character, in order to get the information she needs, she has to use her talents to draw in one of the characters and get him to trust her. And she also looks at him as an opportunity to help her escape when she needs to. So she needs him to unconditionally love her. And in doing so, she, you know, gets very tied up in her relationship with him. And I have to do it very quickly because they're only on the ship for 10 days. So I have to be very careful that I don't turn this 100% into a romance book, because I really love writing thrillers. I love writing murder mysteries and things like that. So it's a careful balance as to know how much to put in as to move the story along, but also not to be completely focused in that area.
You almost have to, as you say, let the characters kind of take you where you need to go.
Exactly.
And come back in. Well, you got this book put together. It's Twisted Threads. It's the latest in the Threads series. If you want to find out more about this book, those other ones, or even that new one you might be working on, where can they get some good information about you?
Yes. All you have to do is just go to my website. And it's www.kaylin, and it's spelled K-A-Y-L-I-N, and it's McFerrin, M-C-F-A-R-R-E-N.com. you'll get all kinds of information, and I'm putting on a new video that's going to be about this book, about the murder mystery. It'll be on there today.
I happened to read a little bit of your tidbits in there, and it says that you have a glass of wine when you're working on sort of the romantic one. There's the box of Kleenex when things get a little too... And then the favorite one was sometimes you eat a whole box of chocolate when you can't... How much chocolate did you eat in this one when you couldn't come up with an idea?
I think I went through a two-pound box.
Well, you know, from my experience, you can't go on a cruise ship without enjoying a lot of chocolate, right?
Exactly.
So that sounds great. Well, Kaylin, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the book, and thanks for sharing it with us today.
Oh, I thank you so much for having me. You have a great holiday now.
You too. Thank you.